from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Edgerrin James. You taught me how to be a true pro on and off the field. And you were a great teammate and a pretty good roommate before the games, even though you wouldn't let me adjust the temperature above 59 degrees, man.
59 degrees. Dwight Freeney at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, his enshrinement to the Syracuse grad. 59. A teammate that won't let you put it above 59 degrees in the hotel room. Psycho.
Yeah.
What's the lowest you've ever had a hotel room at?
I would have to fight someone over that.
Is it 66?
Mm,
what's the lowest you've ever...
I think I've seen 65.
You would put a thermostat to 65.
Yeah.
I walked into one time that was at 60. And I walked in and it was... Even on a summer day when I walked in, it was cold.
That's freezing. Indoors. Indoor 60 is not the same as outdoor 60. I don't know the science on this, but if you're inside and it's 60, that's freezing. If you're outside and it's 60, it's kind of nice outside. 59 degrees. Someone listening right now is like, 59? I need it 55.
Yeah.
How low do they go? I'll stay in the freezer.
That's a good question. How low do they go? How low could my air conditioner work? If I put it at 50, would it get it down to 50? There's no way, right?
In a room in your house?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how well insulated the room is.
Let's say it's a well-insulated room. It's a well-insulated room. It'll get down to 50?
I bet it could probably do it, yeah.
What about... I mean, there's got to be a line here, right? Will it get down to 40? It can't get down below freezing because then you would need... I mean, the thing would freeze, I think. Right? Isn't that how that works?
I feel like it's just on... 24/7. Like, it's just working to get to that number, and it'll never get there. Because that's what air conditioners do. They get to that number, and then they turn off.
Yeah. That's right. So, okay, this is a good question, then. I think, yeah, but 59 and the start is psycho behavior to have it down that much.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Dwight Freeney to the Hall of Fame. Steve McMichael saw his moment.
Yeah, I didn't see any like big viral speeches or anything. Other than I did see that referenced, Freeney. Did Andre Johnson maybe have something? No, maybe not.
Julius Peppers, Andre Johnson.
Maybe an uneventful
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester said he was the best return man of all time.
He did. He called himself that?
He did.
Hmm. How do you feel about that? Someone kind of knighting themselves.
I mean, on kickoff returns, he has 5, and Cordarrelle Patterson has 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine.
He does have one in a Super Bowl.
True.
Does he count that for, like, 5?
What you do in Super Bowls matters more, and we should probably just embrace that. Devin Hester did a 14 punt return touchdowns, which is the most ever.
That's insane.
He had 14. The next closest, Eric Metcalf, had 10.
Okay.
Super Bowls, listen, Super Bowls matter more, and we can probably, I don't know, Joe, do you want to split a line here and say, yes, they should matter more, but also we don't want it to skew everything? Because we just mentioned before the break, like, next year Eli Manning is up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the first time.
Yes, he is.
There are some that think he should not make the Hall of Fame, period. You're probably one of them.
Yes, sir.
There are some that think he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Can I give you the best?
I've heard that.
Can I give you the best argument for him and why he will probably get in?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I know why he'll get in. I don't agree with why he'll get in.
He'll get in because it's the Giants. He's a Manning. He won 2 Super Bowls.
And they were against Brady.
Bingo.
Yep.
If the Hall of Fame is telling the story of the game, then Eli Manning is definitely getting in. Imagine he's left out for however many years. The senior committee or whatever they do. Like, aren't they putting him in? You get guys in that you've never heard of before that are great players, of course, or important to the game. You won 2 Super Bowls against Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. The guy that everybody likes to say is the GOAT, the best, he has a nemesis. He has a... Spider-Man has a Green Goblin, or whatever you want to say. I don't know, I went to those two. You have a guy he didn't beat.
Mm-hmm.
If the story of Brady is told about, well, this and this and this and this. Brady, by the way, just turned 47 this weekend. 47, if you want to think he's coming back. Eli is the foil. He's the guy. He won 2 Super Bowls. You win 2, you're going. And if you want to say, his number's this, his number's that, I don't even think anyone would argue. They'd say, don't care. The Super Bowl does matter more. And if you win it twice, it like is the end of the conversation.
Can I just introduce you, though, to another quarterback that has the exact same win percentage as Eli Manning in the both the regular season and the playoffs, the exact same touchdown interception ratio, the exact same yards per attempt, and who also beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl?
But doesn't have 2?
He has 1.
He doesn't have 2.
Okay, so what you're telling me then is Nick Foles was one more beat Brady away from you're a Hall of Fame football player.
Maybe.
And to me, that sounds like lunacy. Every number, including like the winning, right? We're saying he's going in because of the winning. Eli finished 500. Every single number, it's uncanny how identical they are to Nick Foles.
Wins aren't a quarterback stat.
When they're in the Super Bowl.
That's what we like to say. Wins are not a quarterback stat.
Just... I can't, like, it. This was for years for me, like, okay, if you thought, like, this was 5 years ago, maybe. If you thought Eli Manning was going to be a Hall of Famer 5 years ago, then you thought Joe Flacco was 1 Super Bowl away from also being a Hall of Famer. I guess you're making the Brady point, which does make it different. Like, I can respect beating Brady twice, but the guy played 200 football games. And it's nuts to me that we just throw out the other 195. Just, nope, wipe them away. Like, yes, they were huge. They were that important. But we ignore the other 195 games where he was at best a league average quarterback that had a 500 record for his career. That's hard to do, by the way. Exactly 500. He's at the same win percentage as Tyrod Taylor for his career. Just, I thought it was about the winning. But it's only about the winning these 2 times. And they were that good. I know they were that good. Oh, his Hall of Fame candidacy is going to drive me nuts for the next year. Because I do understand that's why he's going to get in. I just don't think he was a very good football player.
No, he's going in. I'm convinced.
I am too.
You probably are too.
I'm going to go glue myself to the stage out of protest. Super glue myself to the Manning stage. He's also making it hard to like rail against this and be mad for the next year because it does drive me crazy. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame because he's become like the most likable player ever post-career.
He threw out the first pitch of the Yankee game.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Yes, he did. And he's super good on the Manning cast. He's actually funny. Where was that during his career?
He was playing quarterback.
And he was throwing picks. He was throwing, leading the league in interceptions. He had 27 interceptions in 1 year.
If you're not shooting, you're not trying or whatever. I don't know. I'm looking for some phrase there. Shoot or shoot. There it is. That's the one.
Shoot or shoot.
27 picks. Peyton had a 28-pick season, like as a rookie, though. Eli probably did it in his prime, right?
Eli had, yeah, what year was that? 27 picks, led the league at age 32 here. Right in the middle. He played seven more years after throwing 27 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's just, I don't think he was good. I think, or maybe he was fine. But fine should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I don't care what you did.
How you feel about Eli Manning is how I feel about Curtis Martin. He's fine.
Okay.
He's fine. He didn't win Super Bowls. He was fine. He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a lot.
It's also not like the throws are legendary. There's two. Of course,
are they legendary throws or legendary catches?
They might be more legendary. Well, the Manningham one, that's right. The second one is definitely a legendary throw.
The Tyree catch, and he did get away from a sack that probably should have been blown dead.
Yep.
Or at least they thought it should have been.
It's not like he went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady.
No, they won like 17-14.
He scored like 17 points.
Yeah.
He didn't. It was not this heroic. It wasn't Rocky and Drago in the ring trading rights. He threw. What were his numbers in that game? The Patriots Super Bowl. Did he have like? Did he even get to 200 yards in that game? He probably got to 200 yards in that game, right? Okay, they scored 17 points, 255, two touchdowns and a pick. I don't know. 17 points. And the second one, he scored 21. He scored 38 points in the two Brady Super Bowls. Foles, at least, how many points did Foles score in the two Brady Super Bowls?
38? Was it that many?
It might have been.
Yeah.
He caught one.
Mark and Tonawanda joining us on the phone lines. We connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Hey, as we're talking about, you know, nemesis and stuff like that, and my first thought is Mahomes and the Chiefs, but they're just, something about them, they're so likable. And I want to crush them every time we play. It's not like, you know, I want them to win. But it's like I want to hate them the way I hated Brady, and I just don't. They always seem to talk up Josh Allen. Even Chris Jones talks up Allen. You think Kelsey's a jerk, like, when he plays. After the game, he's hugging Allen, and they're just tough not to like. And that drives me absolutely nuts. I'm going to have to listen. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to step in on this and say we need to stop. We got into this last week, this dirty conversation of everyone just being okay with the Chiefs. You'd rather they win it than not.
I
pointed out that
you pointed at Bills fans and said that they're your second favorite
team. The Chiefs are your second favorite team. You have arrived at that if you say you'd rather have them win than insert all the other AFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
And here, Kelsey's hugging Allen.
Yep.
Why would he be mad at Allen? Why would the Chiefs be mad at Josh Allen? Why would Mahomes be mad at when the Bills beat the Chiefs in Kansas City this year with the Kadarius Toney offside call? Mahomes lost his mind. He was mad.
He went nuts.
Reed and Kelsey losing their minds on the sideline in the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game? The Super Bowl. When things were not going well.
When he bumped him?
Yeah.
I think it was the AFC Championship game. Yeah.
That was the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And
you might be right. Yep. Yeah, you are right.
I'm not here to tell you the Bills don't get mad. But here are moments where we see them upset. They're not thinking about how much they respect the other team. They're mad. They're hopping mad. Mahomes sounded like you were really on him. For me, it was like about him being a competitor, and you know, if the Bills get mad, they get mad. That's
I thought
fine.
He was being a big baby.
A big baby.
A big baby.
And some in the media, Robert Griffin III, thought the play should count because it was insane.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Travis Kelce's legacy or something when he threw that pass to Tony.
Yeah.
But this,
well, it's kind of how Mahomes was acting, right?
I understand.
He was kind of being I know it was offside. It should have counted because it was that cool.
Granted, there's nothing you can do individually yourself about it. But this creeping acceptance of Kansas City's dominance, I find to be a little bit troubling. And again, like, there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. You can appreciate Mahomes or hate his guts. We finally got him here in Buffalo for a playoff game, and he was, what, unstoppable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the defense had no answers for what he was going to do. You want to say that to the linebackers? Okay. If the linebackers are healthy, do they sack Mahomes in a playoff game for the first time ever? They haven't done that.
They haven't.
This acceptance of their dominance. Would you take right now, Bills at Chiefs, AFC Championship game answer, everybody would say, well, yeah, I would take that. You'd go there again, hope to beat them again, and what would happen? Wouldn't it be about the same as losing the Super Bowl? Because you would continue to just be their punching bag. The Bills can't...
Well, it wouldn't be the same as getting the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl would be you slay the dragon.
And then if you lose the Super Bowl, you lose your fifth, and it's... The number of people that last week said, I couldn't take losing another Super Bowl because it'd be, now the Bills have lost five. It was a high number. The fear getting there and losing. They'd rather lose ahead of time. Another loss to the Chiefs in the playoffs. And what would you do? Are we taking more calls next year? I mean, Mark, I know you're not alone. And I'm like trying to generate this hatred for that team a little bit because they don't strike me the same way. I feel like they should, though. Another loss to them? What would that be like? What would we be next year?
Wouldn't it be the exact same?
The same?
Wouldn't it feel the same? It's like at some point it happens over and over and over and over. Don't you just like...
You're just okay with it?
That's where the people are at now. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you've already accepted it and it happens again, then you're not in any different seat a year from now, right? You already thought, oh, we'll never get over the Chiefs. As long as McDermott's the coach, we'll never beat the Chiefs. So if you lose to the Chiefs again, what are people going to be changing? Maybe you'll just have more people joining that club is what you're going to have.
Yeah.
Is every time they lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs, the camp... The big tent camp of, well, McDermott will never win it, we'll never beat the Chiefs. They'll just more people will join that every year that passes.
Yeah,
I don't know how different it's going to feel, though, if you're already there. If you're already there, you're going to like, see? Told you, we're just wasting time here. That's what it's going to feel like. We're just wasting time here. Waiting for a big break or something, like when Mahomes gets injured or Kelce gets retired or Reed leaves.
A year like last year, we has no receivers and they're like the 12th best offense in football and he's horrible throwing down the field.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's hard to even like, I would sit here and say like, well, maybe you could think, well, like Allen will eventually just will them to victory because he's that good and talented against the Chiefs. He already did that. He already did will you to victory. You didn't make it. So when that happens, it'll feel like, well, there's nothing that can happen on our end. It's got to happen there. We gave them our best shot. Our quarterback had an amazing game. He led two comebacks in 2 minutes.
So did their quarterback.
I know, but that's the acceptance. It's no matter what guy does, I can't beat your guy because he did his best.
That's not acceptance. That's pointing out that fourth quarter comebacks and clutch, the 13 seconds game, say what you will. You know, hey, Josh left the field with the lead. That's not on him. So did Mahomes right before Allen scored again. So if Allen had, if they had closed out that kickoff, you could say about Mahomes, if they didn't score 13 seconds left, like, well, he left the field with the lead too. They both did. It was a good game. The hard game.
So the acknowledgement then is more about McDermott, isn't it? You'll never stop him in the playoffs. Look at his numbers. He's a near-perfect quarterback against when he plays the Bills in the postseason.
Against you, he's near-perfect.
Like, he has like 15 incompletions.
Right. All the stuff that people post accurately about how good Allen is in the playoffs and his touchdown-interception ratio and all that.
Yeah.
Mahomes against the Bills is that. Is he not?
In the postseason, he is.
Mm-hmm. We can sit here and say, look what the Bills do to Tyreek Hill on a regular basis. They do. They do. But then they get to the playoffs. And what if the playoffs matter more, which that's where we live now. We live where the playoffs matter more. Another example, Stephon Diggs dropped a pass. And it was, he's done. You're out. And you were never good. He didn't drop passes down the field all year long.
Right.
The connection they missed was they kept missing him downfield. And then in the playoffs, he drops a pass. You're out. Playoffs do matter more. This is for Eli. This is for us. This is the real world where you get this good, and there's really only one thing that can satisfy things. That's beating them and winning it. And that's why like trading with them, I don't know if it's going to work out for them, but trading with them, I hated it. What are you doing working with them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have to worry about what they're going to do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you should be obsessed with it. You should be obsessed with it. If this were the Olympics and you're playing once every 4 years and you finished second to the same person three times, would that athlete not unbelievably intensely focus on their opponent, what they do, how they can be, I have to beat that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Bills probably are doing that and selling the idea that, well, you don't worry about them, only worry about your own stuff. I don't think that's right. I don't think the Bills are doing that either. That's why they signed Vaughn for $120 million, was to finish them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they drafted Kyer Elam to be faster at corner. Is it not? Levi Wallace wasn't fast enough. Okay, get Kyer Elam. He's faster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Chiefs.
Are they trying to recreate Kelsey with Kincaid?
Yes.
Is that a reaction?
Is that not it, too? Look what they could do with a tight end. Let's have one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the Chiefs invented that with the tight end, but they certainly have perfected it.
I just feel like all those moves are just you're following them. Don't you want to be getting ahead of them? Trying something different? Were they doing that in some other ways that I'm not thinking of? Because all these examples you're bringing up is, hey, something happened and now you're reacting. Isn't that the opposite of what you're supposed to be? Aren't you trying to not copy? Well, maybe you should be kind of trying to copy. I don't know what you should be trying to do with them in mind. Copycat or trying to do it differently?
Well, I look at the Chiefs and their identity as they have incredible things around Mahomes. That's Reed and Kelsey, first and foremost. It used to be Hill. And we'll see what they do from there.
Steve Spagnuolo on that list, too, by the way.
That's right. That's right. They have a great defensive coordinator in the playoffs.
I mean, that's an advantage that they'll always have, too. Like, they, as long as Reed's there, like, they have a mastermind on offense and a mastermind on defense. And I think we will always be wondering if the Bills have two of those. Like, I think we pretty much know that about McDermott, even though the results in the playoffs against him specifically don't match that. I think McDermott's reputation is deserved. And then offensively, like, It's often going to be that you're wondering if the Bills have a guy that's calling the shots on the offense that can match. Even in the one-on-one, don't compare him to Reed, compare him to Spagnuolo. Right. Do we have a guy that can match him on the other side and go head-to-head with him as long as he's there? Because I think that's going to... It could be yes. I'm not saying it couldn't be, but you just don't know. And on the other side, you know exactly what you're getting. You know those guys are going to have their team having an advantage.
Kyle writes in, the acceptance of Mahomes over Brady is due to the fact that Brady would immediately shut us out from success. We still beat the Chiefs in the regular season, so there's always hope. There's fear of being leapfrogged of your success. And that's a fair point. I like the leapfrog point there. That for a lot, the fear isn't finishing behind the Chiefs. It's someone else getting past the Bills. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to say anybody is completely happy with what's happened, but it's playing for a silver medal. Like, okay, if we got silver, that's better than bronze. That's better than somebody else winning the gold. if we can like Olympic talk this thing.
Mahomes' numbers against the Bills, like he's amazing
in the playoffs.
You're not going to stop him, but the playoffs slowing him down. He is 79 for 105. That is a 75% completion percentage. 918 yards in three games. 8 touchdowns, no picks, hasn't taken a sack. He gets you don't slow him down in the playoffs. He gets better against you in the playoffs
Dominates.
Than what his average is. That's it, right? Last year with the built-in acknowledgement that they didn't have their linebackers, because I do believe that would have been the one. I think they would have slowed them, not even slowed them down, I think they would have played him like other defenses played him, which is, they can't do as much as they used to. Like last year when the Bills played them and Mahomes had a great game, that was not his norm. We went through it last hour, like his numbers were down across the board.
And he showed it against the Ravens when they did not look very good.
Exactly. But when they played the Bills, he looked like normal Mahomes, normal Chiefs offense. But that, you know, that would have been the one where McDermott and the Bills would have had the answers, because everyone kind of had the answers. But they couldn't execute it because they had A.J. Klein starting a middle linebacker.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
He's not the best player in the world, though, according to the
NFL players. No, that's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Or the best quarterback.
And Lamar's the best quarterback on the NFL Top 100. Each and every one of you can decide how upset to get about that.
By the way, points scored against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, 41 for Nick Foles, 38 for Eli Manning. Let's go. 12 months of this. I am ready.
It's about wins.
I am so ready.
You can join us if you'd like. Wide open phone lines for you. Bills practicing today. Bobby Babich meeting with the media right now. They moved their practice up. It's not open to the public anyway, but it's an 8:30 practice today because weather expected to come through, so the Bills moved things up a bit. They'll practice today, Wednesday, Thursday, and then back in Orchard Park full-time with the preseason beginning against the Bears Saturday. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.